Well, we're getting news this morning that a new manual going out to FBI agents actually gives the agents significant new powers. It's about 14,000 FBI agents or so. And when the new manual is put into place, they may get more leeway to go through household trash, use surveillance, and search computer databases. Joining us now is former FBI agent Michael German, who's now a lawyer for the ACLU in Washington, D.C. And as I understand it, you are concerned about the extent of these changes, right, Michael?
That's right. Basically what these do is amend guidelines that were put in place just in 2008 in response to new Department of Justice guidelines that removed the requirement of what's called a factual predicate before the FBI could start a type of investigation called an assessment. And so basically what that means is that the FBI needs no particular evidence to suggest you're doing anything wrong to start investigating you under this assessment category. Now with this new change to the FBI's guideline, they can actually they're going to allow agents to do investigations even without opening an assessment. So, you know, there's absolutely no oversight, no suspicion of wrongdoing before the FBI can search state and local law enforcement databases, also commercial databases that have an awful lot of information about your personal activities, go through your trash, join your organizations you belong to, meet with people who you're associated with. All again without any basis for believing you've done anything wrong.
We're speaking with Michael German, a former FBI agent who's now a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Unit, worked for the FBI for 16 years. And what we're talking about are changes to the Domestic Investigations and Operations Guide, which is a manual, a sort of field manual to some extent for FBI agents. And I understand that the FBI doesn't have to get approval when they make changes to the manual, as long as they've kind of fit them within some very broad outlines that they get from the Attorney General. Is that correct?
Right. The Attorney General issued the first set of guidelines in 1976 in response to intelligence abuses. The FBI was involved in a program it called COINTELPRO. And those guidelines have been altered here and there over the years, but they were most significantly altered in 2002 and then again in 2008. And the 2008 alteration is what removed the necessity of a factual predicate before starting an investigation called an assessment.
Well, do you think that maybe those that should not have been removed, that perhaps the problem is that there's a lack of oversight for changes to the manual?
That's a huge part of the problem is the lack of oversight. And, you know, we just went through the Patriot Act reauthorization debate, and Senators Wyden and Udall from Colorado were very concerned. And, you know, they're part of the Senate Intelligence Committee, so they have access to classified information. And what they kept saying is, we can't tell you what's going on, but the FBI and the Department of Justice are interpreting the Patriot Act in a secret way that Americans would be very concerned about if they knew about it. And Senator Wyden said Americans would be very angry when they find out how these authorities are being used. So at the same time the FBI is using more and more secret powers, they're removing the standards and the oversight necessary to make sure that they're only focused on people who are actually doing bad things rather than people that they don't like for some other reason.
We're speaking with Michael German, who was an FBI agent for 16 years and now works as a lawyer for the ACLU. You know, the response of the FBI has been that it has having to keep a record of why they've decided to investigate someone, why they decided to check through their trash, say, or search their computer databases. It slowed down the process to have to go through the paperwork of recording that decision. And they also say that they can't actually put any of the information that they uncover into their files unless they then open an assessment. Does that protect the American citizens enough?
No, and that actually is worse. You know, it creates more risk because if there's not a full accounting of what somebody is doing and why, it makes it very hard to show that it was done improperly. I mean, today, you know, before these guidelines are implemented, you know, if an agent is doing an inordinate number of computer database searches, for instance, you could go to that agent and say, you know, why did you search Mike German in the database? And if he couldn't tie that to one of his investigations, then it's clearly inappropriate. Where now, when these guidelines go into place, he can say, I just had a hunch, so I checked it and it was nothing, so I threw the information away. Well, that's, you know, there are, you know, many instances where agents have abused their authority, both, you know, as individuals and also in larger programs like the FBI's Patriot Act authority that was widely abused. And there are plenty of investigative reports where the FBI was audited that shows that. So, you know, the idea that you'd remove an accountability measure at the same time you're increasing the FBI's authority is highly dangerous.
Well, he could just say, I investigated Michael German because he made an appearance on The Takeaway and that made him suspicious in my eyes. He could do that. Michael German's a former FBI agent, now a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union. Thank you so much, Michael.
Sure, thank you.
He's talking about a reinterpretation, I guess, an expansion of the FBI agent manual that gives agents new powers, expands their powers. There are roughly 14,000 or so agents in the United States for the FBI who now may be able to investigate household trash, search through computer databases without making a record of why they have suspicions.